During the 19th century, two fairs ran in Shabatz's area of Topolik, one on the Feast of St. George and the other on the Feast of St. Demetrius. Actually, fairs in Serbia were for the first time legally regulated in 1839. Back then, they were called panajuri, and it was decided that they should be held in 17 towns, that is, one in each district. Among these was a three-day fair in Topolik, near Shabatz, held on the Feast of St. George for the purposes of domestic trade. The decree given by the state mentions that every Serb needs to buy or sell goods more conveniently in order to organize the meeting of both buyers and sellers and to develop the spirit of trade among the people that commerce might bloom. It is decided that in all the districts of Serbia, a fair should be held annually. At the beginning of the 20th century, a new fair held on the feast day of the Nativity of Theotokos was opened in Shabatz. It was organized in the part of town called Mihailovac, on the site of the Hippodrome, or the equestrian club, Knez Mihailo. After the First World War, the first two fairs on the feast days of St. George and of St. Demetrius ceased to run. On the eve of the Second World War, the Shabatz municipality was given permission to hold two more fairs in addition to the one it already ran on the feast day of the Nativity of Theotokos, but they never opened. After the end of the war, this was the only fair that continued to exist. Officially, it lasts for 3 days, but unofficially, and depending on the weather, it can run for a few more days. People come to the Shabatz fair to buy, sell, walk, see, and be seen. During this time, a city of entertainment, music, songs, good food, and cold beer lives on.